Okay, this is me, and the keyword I'm going to use is opinion. You don't even have to use that, I guess. I could just say it's a thought. It's what I bring forth, my understanding, my perception, and I'm probably missing something here because I always miss things. And this, by the way, while the conversation I mentioned here may be based in something having to do with what's going on in this world today, in particular, has to do with Dr. Anthony Fauci and from the White House. Now, that's the basis of what I want to talk about, but I'm not specifically citing that. I'm going to stay away from that. I don't need to get into all that stuff, but it's the basis for what I'm talking about, especially when it comes to free speech and opinion. Because I thought this was hilarious to me. You tell me if I'm missing something here. All right. So we know that recently, maybe you heard about this, that White House trade advisor Peter Navarro recently in an op-ed, an opinion piece in USA Today, took on Dr. Fauci in several different ways. A lot of things that he said that he disagrees with when it comes to Dr. Fauci. And he stated, you know, Dr. Fauci said this, but Peter Navarro said, but I say this. It was kind of a little, you know. And it was fact-checked by a number of organizations, you know, taking on what Navarro said in his opinion piece. Okay, fine. But I was intrigued by the pushback that he got. In fact, I even think President Trump even made a reference to that. But in particular, President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, really took on what Dr. Fauci said and suggested that, in fact, it says here, and this was in a USA Today separate article, that he chided White House trade advisor Peter Navarro for writing an unauthorized critique of Fauci. Now, first of all, it was Navarro's opinion. Do you have to have your opinion authorized? Or maybe because he wasn't allowed to make an opinion piece from the White House perspective? Is that what they're talking about?
Probably.
Okay. But this is what got me. Here's what Meadows says. Remember, it was an op-ed piece. By definition to me, op-ed was always, to me, it was an opinion, which is set forth opposite whatever the editorial page opinion was. It was an opposition opinion, but it was an opinion. So Meadows says, it's not appropriate to express your opinion in an op-ed.
Huh?
Thank you. thank you. Again, there might be a disagreement on whether or not he was supposed to do that, but it is not appropriate to express your opinion in an op-ed, whether it's deeply held or not.
Maybe because of the role you serve, they don't want you to do the op-ed.
Fine, but say that.
Yeah,
say,
right.
Because he was unauthorized, right. We don't appreciate the fact, but that's what it's about. And it was his opinion. You may disagree with it. You may think it was way off base, totally wrong, based on facts that you have. Mm-hmm. And I get that, and that's fine. But then, this also struck me then, Mark Meadows, again, who took on, again, Navarro for suggesting that he expressed an opinion, which is not appropriate to express your opinion, not Ben, then expressed his own opinion on something else that Dr. Fauci said. Because apparently Dr. Fauci I don't know when he said it, but he talked, he was comparing the COVID, what we're dealing with now, to the 1918 flu pandemic. And according, if I'm reading this right, one of the things that Dr. Fauci said is, I hope we don't approach that, meaning the 1918 flu pandemic, with this, where, you know, tens of millions of people around the world died. And we're certainly not close to that now. But his again, Fauci's thought was, we don't want to approach that. But it has the makings of possibly approaching that in seriousness. So Mark Meadows says about Fauci, he suggested that this virus was worse than or as bad as the 1918 flu pandemic. I can only tell you that it is false. And it's irresponsible to suggest so. So isn't Mark Meadows offering his opinion on what Dr. Fauci said in the same way that Peter Navarro did? Just that Peter Navarro did it in an op-ed piece in the USA Today. Mark Meadows just did it in a news conference or an interview, I should say. It was an interview that he was doing with a news organization on Thursday.
Right. Is it that Navarro represents the White House whenever he... is writing something. You assume, though, he got the okay from the White House to write that op-ed. Well, I can't believe that they would let him do it.
It says here an unauthorized critique, but...
Because I've heard reports that President Trump knew he was going to do that, and then he distanced himself
from that.
After, yes.
And if that's the case, that should be the blow-up. You know, once again, you'd have a White House official who was speaking out of turn and, you know, wasn't authorized. Okay, fine. But going back just to the opinion about the whole thing, this is what strikes me. I mean, and Meadows is doing the same thing now as the White Chief of Staff.
He probably can do that.
He would probably, he could probably get away with that. Yeah. Who would be above him to tell him no?
Other than the president.
Probably, you know. Yeah. But for him to suggest that, again, Peter Navarro, again, going beyond the unauthorized attempt at what Navarro said, to suggest that it's not appropriate to express your opinion in an op-ed, that is the definition of an op-ed. If it's not appropriate to express your opinion in an op-ed, when do you express it? And couldn't you say that Meadows did the same way, kind of op-edding, but it was a verbal op-ed, thank you.
Right.
In his opinion on what Dr. Fauci was talking about, comparing, again, you can, and I guess one of the reasons I bring it up is just because a lot of this has to do with what we do here on WSW, offering up people to call in particular on Art Lewis's show.
That's an opinion show.
It is.
Yes.
And people are constantly calling in, offering their opinions, especially on this issue, for example. One person calls up and says this, which is one take, and then the next person calls up a totally opposite take.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we allow. That is your opinion. Here, we can give you the fact if everyone wants to agree on what the fact is, but how do you take that fact and spin it in your own belief?
And it gets into opinion.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you are free to believe what you want to believe.
Freedom of expression.
It's the behavior. You know, if we can... Yeah, I don't have a lot of time, but I was just going to say, I'll get into the mask debate that's going on. I'll only say this. You can believe that it's proper to wear the mask. You can believe that it's not proper to wear the mask. But if the governor issues an executive order, which by definition, as I understand it, even though it's not a legal law through the legislature, it still bears the weight of
the law. Right.
Your behavior is then you may not believe it, but you need to wear the mask. If not, then you have to bear the consequences.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, just sometimes we get into these free speeches, which I'm all for, and opinions, which I'm all for, and I love the disagreement. I love people who speak out, but at some point, especially if it's a behavior, there's an appropriate way to act, and if you don't act that way, then that's up to you.
Navarro isn't in jail or anything like that, so
no.
He still has his free speech.
He does.
He did.
He does.
And he still has his job.
And Meadows is free to suggest that he doesn't have the right to his opinion.
Right.
He does.
And he's the chief of staff, so he can say that.
And he can say that. He can say that. But these are the nuances, folks, and some of the things that we have to remember that we engage and we talk about, and it's all about, and fortunately we are doing so, because some of these conversations that we try and engage and talk about, especially when it comes to free speech, if it weren't in this country, they wouldn't be happening.